USA Radio News with Wendy King.
14 firefighters and bulldozer operators were injured battling a fire in the Los Padres National Forest in Central California. Excessive high winds near hurricane strength are fanning the flames in hundreds of fires across the Pacific Northwest. The Bobcat Fire, just north of L.A., has millions of people under red flag warnings. David Dentek is with the L.A. County Fire Department.
The wind's pushing from the northeast, so we don't want that fire to go any further south. That's why a warning was made for everybody in those areas to be prepared, have a plan ready to go.
Here in Oregon, Interstate 5 has been closed down near the border of California. The Alameda Fire has caused mass evacuations in the cities of Ashland and Phoenix. The town of Blue River, just east of Eugene, Oregon, has had catastrophic damage. Hundreds of homes have been burned. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Alaroot listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants a vote on a smaller coronavirus economic relief bill.
Today, we're releasing a targeted proposal that focuses on several of the most urgent aspects of this crisis, issues where bipartisanship should be especially possible.
The police chief and top deputy chief in Rochester, New York, have suddenly retired after nightly protests over the city's handling of the suffocation death of Daniel Prude. Mayor Lovely Warren.
While the timing and tenor of these resignations is difficult, we have faced tough times before. I truly believe that we will get through this.
Prude died a few days after an encounter with police in March. There's been nightly protests since the release of a body cam video showing officers handcuffing a naked Prude, putting a bag over his head to stop him from spitting, and holding him down until he stopped breathing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Department of Justice is moving to replace President Trump's lawyers in a defamation lawsuit brought against him by writer E. Jean Carroll. Although the case involves allegations by Carroll that Trump sexually assaulted her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s, long before he took office, lawyers for the Justice Department said he was acting in his official capacity as president when he denied the allegations, and that he never met Carroll. The Justice Department said, indeed, when providing the challenged statements, the president was speaking to or responding to inquiries from the press. The Justice Department lawyers cited the Federal Tort Claims Act that gives federal employees immunity from lawsuits and would allow them to take over the case from Trump's private lawyers and move it from state court to federal court. Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, described the move as shocking and accused Trump of seeking to delay the case after a federal judge last month ruled it would be allowed to go forward. Carroll has accused the president of sexually assaulting her in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room in late 1995 in her memoir, and the president denied ever meeting her, saying she made the allegations in an effort just to sell her books. She filed the lawsuit in November, saying the president's statements inflicted emotional pain and suffering. They damaged her reputation and caused her substantial professional harm. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.